The Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation, PAEF, has developed training programs geared towards promoting entrepreneurship. The foundation focuses on poverty reduction and has a number of projects including breakfast programs in about 7 primary and basic schools, an endowment initiative which started in 2015, and a scheme targeting indigent persons. Executive Director of the PAEF, Pauline Gregory Lewis, says the group's main objective is to break the cycle of poverty and dependency. One of its most recent entrepreneurship development projects saw PAEF partnering with Food for the Poor to facilitate a beekeeping training program.
We are in Holdava Bay, where we did training, and subsequent to that training, we prepared a proposal to Food for the Poor, who made good on their promise and delivered colonies of probably over $3 million to bee farmers down in Holdava Bay. We were also in Central Village, Big Lane, where we offer training in poultry rearing. All this training, of course, is done in conjunction with Ministry of Agriculture, RADA, and IPRO in the case of the poultry rearing and the St. Catherine Health Department.
Mrs. Lewis says the training programs were conducted with the aim of enabling participants to start their own self-help projects. The PAEF has also rolled out another program targeting younger persons, providing them with training in beekeeping.
What we are now doing at the moment is that we are working with a youth group in the Bullet Tree community. Bullet Tree is one of the communities in Holdava. So we're working with them. We have met with them. We are having them being training right now at Bodle in St. Catherine in beekeeping so that we can now do a proposal, which I am now working on, so that they can get the assistance with actually getting the colonies and so that they can have an apiary of their own. As you know, apiculture is the formal name for beekeeping.
Mrs. Gregory Lewis says the group partners with the government entities to undertake the training.
For example, Ministry of Agriculture, Bodle, down in St. Catherine, in Holdava there. They have a beekeeping training that goes on the last Thursday of every month. And that is where we actually send the trainees to get the training. Bodles have been kind enough to include them in the training at no cost. Mm-hmm. There is in fact a cost, but they have consented to train at least one person out of the group. And so those persons have been attending the training. So what we want to do, we want to ensure that we are not giving bees to people who are not trained. So wherever we go, our first thing is to do training.
She says prior to training, consultations are held to determine entrepreneurial interests, then persons get assistance in choosing the most suitable options. Mrs. Lewis says persons often opt for chicken rearing, but this is not always viable as what is earned oftentimes cannot resupply the chicken needed to continue the business. A committee from the PAEF keeps in touch with participants to oversee and adequately assess their efforts to ensure sustainability.
When I think of poverty reduction and development, I think of how we can really assist persons who are untrained, unskilled, who don't have any means of helping themselves, but they really do want to do something for themselves. They don't want to continue to be dependent. So what we try to do is to go in and to do this training.
The training in beekeeping project has benefited over 40 persons ages 18 to 40 years, with equal participation from males and females. Mrs. Gregory Lewis says beekeeping is a family-oriented task, which attracts persons from all ages and is usually a skill passed on within the family unit. The work of the PAEF is supported by a number of government and private sector partners. For more information on the PAEF, go to paefjamaica.org.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.